Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. Some of the most popular bedtime stories for children were written in response to the political climate in the author's time. Julia Mickenberg, an associate professor of American Studies at the University of Texas at Austin, takes a look at how some of those stories challenge the status quo.
We don't usually think of children's books as political, but since its origins in the 17th century, literature for children has been infused with messages about morality, power, and authority. The New England Primer, for instance, included the dutiful child's promise, "I will fear God and honor the good, I will honor my mother and father, I will obey my superiors." Such explicit calls to obey may strike us as odd today, but most children's literature continues to uphold the status quo, which is why it does not seem to be, but very much is, political. My research in children's literature has focused on books written by individuals wishing to challenge the status quo. In Learning from the Left, I examine the ways in which children's literature served as a vehicle for radicals in the United States during the McCarthy period, as other avenues of expression were closed off, and as children's literature, a field largely controlled by women and aimed at children, was ignored, overlooked, or presumed safe. In fact, many of the most popular and critically acclaimed books of the 1940s and 1950s were written or illustrated by communists or communist sympathizers, from Harold and the Purple Crayon to Danny and the Dinosaur to many Little Golden books. In Tales for Little Rebels, Philip Nell and I collected texts for children representing many of the 20th century's leftist movements, from socialism to communism to civil rights, feminism, and environmentalism. We did this not for political reasons, but to recover a largely forgotten literary tradition. Our recent article in the Children's Literature Association Quarterly, Radical Children's Literature Now, shows that this tradition continues.
That was the University of Texas at Austin's Julia Mickenberg. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College. Little pig, let me in.